Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What if we called it ESPM? Oh, you said that, right?
I did not say that.
ESPM?
ESPM at 6 o'clock. We have the first Go Birds evenings tonight, yeah. 6 to 8 with Elliot. His first guest is Jimmy Kemsky. They'll be on 6 to 8 every Wednesday night. ESPM.
ESPM.
Right, and you're right.
I got the word.
You like it?
I'm feeling it.
Yeah?
I am.
It's better than Go Birds Evenings. Stupid name. Great show, I'm sure. Stupid name.
I can't wait to hear Elliot lead a show, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if that's not appointment radio, I don't know what
oh,
is.
Oh, I'm running to my car.
You
I want to hear the
me?
First two
stammering
minutes.
Stammering in and out of breaks.
Oh, yeah. He
mocking
better.
Us about how easy this is, and then he gets in there. He's like, You
well,
know, come
he
on,
is,
man.
He is doing Go Birds Daily.
Let the man cook on his first date. Yeah.
No,
I'm just
no,
getting,
no.
I'm honestly, like, I'm just trying to get in his head.
Yeah.
That's how I know it. I know it.
Well, he does Go Birds Daily by himself every day. Sometimes
does.
It's like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just him.
He's a talker now.
Yeah.
Oh, he can talk.
Yeah.
Loves talking Eagles football.
He yep. sure does. Yep. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Oh, wait. There's a new one that Jack put up. Hold on. Let me get it. Be honest. Did you well up when Carson tore his ACL in 2017? 56% saying yes, they did well up with tears. They
yeah.
did.
We thought the Super Bowl was got yeah. robbed from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were the first ones in the country to point out the Mets home road splits and the potential of them cheating. Mm-hmm. And one thing I did mention is their director of hitting development, Jeff Albert, was with the Houston Astros. About the same time that Houston Astros got caught cheating, that is one of the things that I wanted people to look into. I was, of course, never accusing them of cheating. I was just saying, look at this guy here, look at their home road splits. So the Mets actually fired their hitting coach, and they replaced him with a new hitting coach, who is Jeff Albert. So the guy who was their director of hitting development, who was with the Astros, who was part of, you know, their cheating scandal, yeah. now will be in the dugout for every Mets game.
Interesting.
I wonder how he got that job, you know? So another
yeah,
thing for us
to
watch
we
out
hiring?
For. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Love to cheat to win a championship. Are you kidding me?
I just want the title.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it
whatever
takes.
It takes. You can take the trophy after the year. I want the memories.
Well, yeah. Hell, they didn't even take Houston's trophy back.
It's just the hunk of metal.
It's a hunk of
oh,
metal.
Right. The hunk
yeah,
of metal.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Manfred had a real tough run there.
Yes. But he's cooking
last
now.
Last couple years. Now, wait till he screws up and they have a lockout for an entire 2027 season.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah. Can't just
legacy.
Put that on him, though. Maybe
I understand.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah, maybe the players.
Yeah, maybe your boy Bryce shouldn't
oh,
be
no,
gripping
you
him up.
Side with billionaires.
No.
Wow.
I'm a union guy.
Bunch of bootlickers.
No. I'm a union guy. You're the rat.
Now I'm a rat.
You're a rat.
Wow.
You know, play baseball.
I'm going to go outside your house in Westchester and put the big inflatable rat outside of your house.
Yep.
Not in Westchester. I'm in Delco now.
Okay. Well, you know, across the street from Westchester.
Literally on the border.
Yeah, Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? Happy Wednesday to y'all.
What's Hell up, yeah. Justin?
Justin, another proud member of the LTBB. Yes.
Okay. You dadgum right, buddy. We're dug in like Alabama tick on this one, Spike. Ain't in hell. I'm telling you right. Has the VP called in? Because
she did.
She got the bat signal.
Okay. I've been in and out all evening, but I've heard some good stories. Man, daggone Yoshi doing that. I think you need to replace the Bronco bucking with Yoshi's now, man. That was a good one right there. I was cackling at that. But, man, yes, I welled up the day after when we found out that he tore his ACL, because it's like Jack and Ike said, it was like we were robbed of our first Super Bowl. We just knew we were going to win the Super Bowl that year, and it was over. Like, we were screwed. The franchise quarterback's down. And lo and behold, you know, Nicky Sixx did his thing and done it. But, man, what a year that was. And the thing about it was his second year. So he didn't have a sophomore slump, kind of like what we're seeing with Jaden Daniels and C.J. Stroud's had, some of these other quarterbacks. That was his second year, guys, and he just blew the top off. Should have been MVP.
That's right.
Absolutely phenomenal year, man. I mean, the highs were so high, but then, man, that low, it got real low, but then we got high again. But, man, being a part of the LTBB, man, I'm telling you what, that was kind of what welcomed me into the radio station, man.
Some good times, man.
Jumping on that wagon and riding that Bronco all the way till, it left town.
I still remember the day I discovered that or came up with that by accident.
What, the LTBB?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just yelling in the summer about how we need to let him play.
Yeah, let him buck.
Let the Bronco buck.
Yep. Yeah,
yes,
let
sir.
Him buck.
Yes, sir. And then who was it, Jody Mack, that said let the Bronco bust?
Bust.
Bust.
Yeah.
Let the Bronco bust.
I'm not really ever forgiven Jody for that either.
No, I've not
let that go.
That's a personal shot.
That is a personal shot.
Yeah, man. Jody taking shots late night when Ike's fast asleep. He's taking shots at him, man. That was sorry right there. But, man, you had to be along for the ride, Spike. I mean, really?
No, he wasn't. He was putting batteries in Julio's back.
I did not do that.
And trying to run this guy out of town.
I did not. I just didn't think he was any good.
So, I mean, watching that whole year, you was like, nah, this is an aberration. This is fake. This is fraud.
Yes.
Fugazi.
Yes.
Man,
you got to realize, Spike's not the happiest guy when it comes to those types of things.
You know, just like,
he's not in love with Jalen, so would that surprise you?
Yeah.
No.
He likes Purdy and these quarterbacks to throw the ball on time.
I don't even like Purdy that much. It's just you hate on
Purdy. He sucks.
Purdy's not one of my guys.
That's not true. You've always been a Purdy head.
That's not true. You don't think he's any good.
He's not.
He was the number.
He is, yes.
He is good, though. I don't know what to tell you.
Who are your guys? Baker?
Baker's
We already won the Josh Allen thing. We are your daddy.
Oh, no.
We're everyone's daddy. who else are your guys?
As far as quarterbacks go,
yeah.
I like Baker. I like Stafford.
You got a little Daniel Jones thing going, too.
No, I was just right about Daniel Jones.
A smidge of Daniel Jones.
I think he's a loser, but I thought he was talented, and I thought he could be rehabbed. That's all I said about Daniel Jones. I was not. Now, and then there's my YouTube big board guys. So Rattler.
Oh, right.
And
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix. Yeah.
Right. Dylan Gabriel, you should jump off.
I'm not jumping off.
I sent you that video last night.
I'm not
eight
jumping
throws
off.
Throws that weren't even close.
Oh, eight whole throws in his rookie year for the.
Bad a football game? That's
and the ball that hit the receiver's head, the receiver should have just caught it. If the ball hits your helmet, you should catch the ball. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry, Justin.
Real quick, guys.
Yeah.
So CJ in Texas, man, when he went off on the daggone Sammy Sleeves, boy, I was cracking up at work on that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what he's got, don't you, Ike?
What?
He got them at you furry eyes. Those Sammy Sleeves be looking at you and furry at the same time, brother. You know Chip Kelly, he's like, who'd I throw it to? He says, hit the one in the middle because he's seeing three of them out there. He's like Mickey and Rocky. Who'd I hit? Hit the one in the middle, Sammy. Got them at you furry eyes, boys. And my bald guy, since I didn't get on yesterday, is Ike Reese, y'all.
There we go. It only took a day and a half.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
How about Justin's psycho laugh?
Yes, seriously.
Yeah. It's terrifying when he does that. Scary.
Atch and fur you.
Get it? He did the atch and fur you joke three straight times.
I still don't get it.
Yeah. Well, because, wait, one eye's looking at you, and yeah, one eye's looking for you. See, the eyes are going the different direction.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a furry eye.
Yeah. Looking for you.
For you.
Man, that's a good one.
You know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at you in the bedroom. Not you, Ike. Yeah, not you, Jack.
Thank God.
You in the car. You at home.
You're thinking about him.
Boy, man. I think back to the good old days.
Oh, man.
When you were...
You're running around Chicago?
Yeah. No, not the good old days for me. Good old days for the person listening.
Oh, okay.
No. We're not talking about that. Yeah. Look, the good old days, you were performing the bedroom like an all-star. And now, quite frankly, your replacement level. And it's okay. Is replacement level good enough? I guess you don't want to be good enough. You want to be the best. That's how Blue Chew helps you. Blue Chew helps you be the best. They give you chewables. They come directly shipped in the mail, so you don't have to go to the pharmacy. When they come in the mail, you don't have to worry because the package is discreet and
hard.
Package.
Yeah, there you go. And you don't have to worry because to get these chewables, you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to wait months for a doctor's appointment.
No awkward conversations.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to sit in front of a doctor and say, you know what? I don't have it in the bedroom anymore. But luckily, you just do it at BlueChew.com. You don't have to worry about doctor's appointment. And your first month is going to be free. Nothing is better than that.
Why is that?
The WIP Afternoon Show is taking care of it. More specifically, Jack is paying.
You're
for
all
it.
Welcome. People, yeah.
I know
people.
It.
Yes. First month free on Jack. Just go to BlueChew.com at checkout. Use the code 94. And then you can.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
I'm looking. I think that covers my guys. I'm just from a quarterback standpoint.
Oh.
Baker, mostly. Stafford. And then the YouTube big board.
Got a lot of guys.
And I get credit for the Daniel Jones thing. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I do think he's a loser. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike, Ike, Spritzy. How are you, fellas?
What's up, Dustin?
Doing pretty good.
Marcus, was that Marcus today or yesterday?
No, Marcus was today. Marcus talking trash, kicked your ass after your dad called up the show talking about how you beat little kids in fantasy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, well, dude, my fantasy football team in my nephew's league is...
Dude, your nephews are nine. Like, you're beating up on nine-year-olds.
No, they're 13 and 14. Shut up, Spritz. I'm not even talking to you right now.
Well, it's my show.
I'll get to you when I'm talking to the two whose show it is. I'll talk to you in a couple minutes. First of all, last week, I got to call out Buzz because the scoring in our league is absolutely garbage. Because I should have beat Marcus last week when Patrick Mahomes threw a pick six and only got 1 point deducted. If you throw a pick, it's minus one. If you throw a pick six, it should be at least minus five.
Oh, stop. It's a poor craftsman who blames his tools. You're blaming the scoring? Oh, my God.
Man, commissioner, man. No. I don't know what's going on back there.
No, I don't think your team is everything it's cut out to be, honestly.
Oh, shot. You're in the middle of the pack, too.
I'll be back there. I've got a lot of injuries. Pearsall's coming back. Got this new guy on New England.
A lot of injury on them New York teams, huh?
Well, it's not just New York. Dolphins, injury. San Francisco, injury. Don't start with me.
Yeah, how about Ike? Not in last place. All right, Ike, you're going to make a little run at the playoffs here, I think, Dan. I'm feeling it. Yeah, as long as you do better than Sprint. Dude couldn't even break triple digits last week.
Four and two.
Unbelievable. Yeah, just like your team name, dude. Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. Fully acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Speaking of you, Spritz, you made a comment the other day. Well, you made a couple that really drove me up a wall.
Just
you never saw Back to the Future?
Nah, I should probably work that one into the mix.
Yeah, work that one in.
Yeah.
Dude, Spritz, that's one of the greatest movies of all time, dude.
I've heard.
It's such a good movie. And then, another comment you made, Peyton Manning was overrated?
Well, of course he was.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Harden.
Get out of your mind, dude.
He was fine, but like... It was he did choke in a lot of big games. That 13 Broncos team was one of the best teams I've ever seen.
And he couldn't beat Florida.
Get destroyed in the Super Bowl.
Well, that Broncos defense was unbelievable. That was crazy. But now I wanted to get a little Eagles talk with you guys real quick, because I think it's time that we really need to start seriously exploring the options of trading AJ Brown. I think he's bringing into this locker room, it's giving really bad vibes, man. You're seeing it on the field. And, I understand he's older in his career, but Za'Darius Smith, do you think he really retired because he's done play? Do you think it has anything to do with what kind of culture's in there and he knows that they're not going to win?
I don't know for sure anything, Dustin. Here's what I... believe. I don't think he's on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know how much interaction he's having on the offensive side of the ball, unless there's other stuff going on that I'm not aware of.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a whole lot about there being any type of issues in the locker room amongst the team. And we understand the whole passing game, Jalen, AJ, that thing, but I haven't heard anything about any other fires on the team anywhere. Like 2023, that's why I'm hesitant to compare it to 2023, because there was so much going on behind the scenes with that 2023 team. I don't believe as of right now that's the case, but I could be wrong. I mean, hell, he was there. Only he knows what the real reason was that he retired. Maybe he'll say it one day. Here's what I'm guessing, Dustin. I would follow if he's on social media, follow him, because he's probably going to tell it on the podcast at some point over the next few months. He's going to go on somebody's podcast and talk about why he retired. You know he is.
Dude, I'm telling you guys, man. The way these guys, even on the sidelines, like when they show them walking up and down the side, even Nick Sirianni, something just seems so off with this team. This is not the Philadelphia. And I get it. We lost a lot of key components. But
think about last year, though, Dustin. Hold on, last year. And I know it's not fair to compare the two teams because they aren't the same. But think about those first few games, right? We saw Jalen Carter needing to be restrained several times in the first 5 weeks of the season. I think it happened in the Atlanta game, and I think it happened in the New Orleans Saints game. So you got that going on the sideline. You had the Nick Sirianni going back and forth with the fans from the sideline. I only say this to say is that there was a little bit of chaos in the beginning of the season last year through the first 4 or 5 weeks. Half this city wanted the head coach fired at the bye week when they were 2-2. So I'm not going to overreact to it. It's still plenty of time to get things fixed. But here's what I'll tell you. I'm not going to be naive to it either, Dustin. I'm not going to tell you there's nothing going on. I'm just saying I've seen it, and I've seen them overcome it, and I've also seen it get worse. We'll see how this plays out. That's like the best I can give you there.
Yeah,
Dustin,
I'm right there with you. I'm excited to say. Yeah, real quick before you let me go, Fritzy show you guys the website for the hats?
No.
Yeah, you checked it out at Cooperstown.
Oh, yes. Dude, it's unreal. It's unreal. Well, there's too much there. There's too much there, especially with all the minor league hats. I start getting the minor league hats, I'm in trouble. You know, place is great. Thank you, Dustin. I thought of Dustin last night. I finally watched the first episode of that HBO show Task, which takes place in Delco. And they're all doing Delco accents. I thought of Dustin. Now, Dustin's from the Northeast, but
of course, different
he's accent. Got it. Yeah. Well, but there's some of the same.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good show. First episode. Thought it was a good show. Everybody's raving about it. It's a pretty good show.
Well, it's like the mayor of Easttown a couple years ago.
Yes, which was Delco as well.
Never saw it.
It was good.
Pretty good show.
Yeah. Kate Winslet somehow.
Yeah.
The Delco girl.
Yeah. Pretty good show.
Titanic.
Well, the girl in this show, the thing is Irish as well, does the Delco accent.
Interesting.
Maeve, I think her name's Maeve something. Yeah. All right. Know. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
We were definitely standouts during the Carson years. Those random pimples that were always on his neck.
That was tough to get past. Remember how red his face would get, too?
Yeah.
When things weren't going well, he threw the iPad.
I do remember the pimples.
The
on
pimples,
that.
Yeah.
That was scary, yeah.
He just wanted to pop them.
Oh, give him a break.
Okay.
Well, you know. A poor guy's got acne problem
got
on the
acne
back.
Problems,
you know,
yes.
Come on.
But everyone.
This has been the solution. This has been a celebration of Carson.
Yes. Thank you.
More like Fat Vey Midgecoff, am I right? Spike texting Broads during the Flyers Winnipeg game.
Oh, dude, I'm not going to stop. The fact that this guy's fat now. I'm not going to stop.
He's on your radar now. Yep. Yeah, he's on your radar.
I mean, Jokic, you still call fat. Luka, you call fat. You got Midgecoff now.
Yep.
You've got your things.
Fat guys, yeah.
Because he's a former big guy, he can.
I can do it. I was only fat, so I could tell the jokes later.
Maybe we should run fewer screenplays. Donovan in 2020, watching Carson sail every screen over the running back's heads.
He couldn't throw to Sproles.
No,
the Sproles package.
It should be
worst.
A great screen guy. Darren Sproles was always a great screen guy in Drew Brees and Sean Payton's offense.
Yeah, it was never a problem.
And remember Sproles every year, the first six games, they overused him, and then we would never see him again.
Doug loves Sproles.
Yeah, he loves Sproles.
And then Sproles would come back. He'd use him for one package.
You get him with the Sproles series.
And then he would be done again. It was unbelievable.
Baldy making himself laugh after calling someone chunky wasn't something I had on my bingo card.
He looks like he's a little chunky, you know, so.
Mark and Marco.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't notice that.
Baldy cracked himself up.
Yep.
There, yeah,
he did, man. He did.
LOL at the caller talking about the Jalen Josh Allen trade. Too funny. Devin Caney.
Scoops. Still in the line of fire.
Can you imagine if Harbor does get traded, the victory laps?
There she is, yeah. Yep. Stole it from Rue.
I can already envision the Oprah gif, you know, if they do trade Bryce.
You get a gif, you get
no,
a
the Oprah like.
The, told you so. Told you. Oh. Yeah, the shrug.
Basically. Oh, that's what she does?
Yeah. Well, no, I can just see, like, I had that one ready to go, and then Jalen started coming back and winning games, but it's okay.
Renee, honey, I've been meaning to tell you that I love and appreciate you. Ike, unable to hear her because he has his AirPods in listening to the Allen Iverson book. Oh, thanks. Alex in Lancaster.
It's the other way around.
It's the other way around.
Yeah, she's the one
with the AirPods. Yes.
Yep. Make that clear.
Well, yes, it's her, not me. She don't listen to me. That's what that is.
Yes, that's the way it is in
I'm
my house, too.
I'm complaining about something. I'm like, hold on.
Yeah, my wife, she doesn't even use the AirPods. She just plays her podcast from her phone and turns it up real loud.
Well, I'm convinced she's just walking around with AirPods in and nothing's on.
But that's possible, too. That's possible, too. What's next?
Color us shocked. Afternoon show listeners, after Spike said he was a big Chip Kelly guy.
But I didn't hang on to it. When it became obvious, it was obvious. We were all Chip Kelly guys for a minute there.
Yeah.
You know, we all loved it for a minute. Then.
I was a Gus Bus guy.
You were.
Remember that? The Gus Bus?
Remember the Do Your Job video, him yelling at everybody? I'll never forget that. We were all obsessed with the Gus.
I just remember, I think that was the first time that we tracked a plane.
Yes, the Gus train. The Gus plane.
Yeah.
So coming up next is the very first ESPN.
Elio!
You already changed the name.
Go Birds Evenings. With Elliot Shore Parks every Wednesday at 6 to 8. This week his guest is Jimmy Kempsky, 6 to 8. All Eagles, all Elliot.
Oh, man.
Some Jimmy Kempsky. I'm going to run as fast as I can to get to my car.
I can't get to the car fast enough.
I might have to use the Odyssey Rewind feature. All right, that is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.